97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Melinda Easterling, who is president of Easterling Consulting. Melinda, thank you for coming in to speak with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure. Easterling Consulting, what is it?
We are creating meditation spaces in the workplace so folks, employees, and employers have a space where they can go and be quiet during the day. So they have a space when they're feeling a little stressed, when they're feeling a little tense or uptight. Their mind is going, and they have a deadline. They need to just step away. We need to have a space in the workplace where they can go and rest, calm their mind, quiet their mind, let go of the thoughts. Even if it's just for 5, 10, ideally 15 minutes every day, we need a space like this for our employees in corporate America.
Melinda, will you be developing these spaces at the corporations?
We will. We will take existing space. We'll renovate it, do whatever renovations are needed. It doesn't need to be a very large space. Of course, if the employer wants it to be a larger space, we can accommodate that as well. We'll bring in contractors and designers, and I'll help them, the designers, create the perfect atmosphere, dim lighting, acoustic walls, soft flooring, all kinds of plush chairs and things on the walls that make it inviting, relaxing, calming, soothing place they can come in and just let go.
Are you the first person to think of a business like this, or does it exist someplace else in the world?
Initially, I thought I was. I thought I was really smart.
Yes.
And as I got on Twitter and started the conversation, I found other folks that are doing things like this in the UK. And I'm sure there are folks around, I just don't know about them. There are large companies who are doing it now with their workforce because they realize the potential benefits are massive. Google, Oracle, Oprah does it with her own.
That's big.
That's big.
When you learn about it for yourself, when you know the benefits it has in your own life, you want to teach others. And the best place to do it is where people are most of the time, which is at work.
At work.
Yeah.
What is your background with meditation? Why is this passion for you?
Oh, you know, I've been studying health since college, 1998, long time. All different arenas, physical, social, spiritual, mental, emotional, in different ways. I was in healthcare administration. That wasn't for me at the time. Raised some children and was still raising them. And I just turned on to mindfulness. I took a class at the Wellness Center at UNC and really, really got involved in mindfulness and meditation and started meditating on my own, which I still do, have for years, on and off. Sometimes it's off. These days it's more on, 15 minutes a day. Good for me. It works. I know it works so well, so I want other people to be able to benefit.
What made you decide that you needed to start this company? You said so other people can benefit. Why corporations as opposed to a regular meditation shop that anybody could come to?
Right, exactly. You know, there's a term called third spaces that was coined by someone years ago, I believe in the 80s. Third places or spaces, meaning a home is the first, work is the second, and all the other spaces beyond that that bring community, build community, are third. So I've thought third spaces in the workplace. And these are not, it doesn't have to be a meditation room. People have an idea, preconceived notions about meditation. It's some ooh weird thing or spiritual things they don't want to be involved in, but that is absolutely not how it is. You just go in there or into your meditation space, whether it's a confined room or not, or you go on a walk, a quiet walking meditation where you're just silent. You're trying to let your thoughts go, and you go on a nice walk outside on your office campus if you have that. Ideally, you would have a specified room in your office campus or in your office building where you can go to get peace and quiet and have headphones you can listen to with calming music or no music, just noise canceling. Maybe some nature sounds, some chimes, things that really bring out that relaxed spirit in you.
Love it. I can just feel the peacefulness in your voice to know that this would be a calming effect.
Yeah.
For the business of the business, How hard is it to knock on doors of corporations and let them know how essential this is? Or do corporations already realize, you mentioned Oprah and some other big companies, that companies need to have something like this to help their employees? Do you find that you're up against a lot of walls when you try to tell people this is necessary?
Absolutely. When I talk about it on the street, people grab my arm. This is what everyone needs this. I need this right now. We all have to have this. It resonates with everyone. I've never met someone, older or younger, man or woman, who said, oh, I'm not sure about that, other than the fact that maybe they're really excited and would rather have a walking meditation in the moment. But generally speaking, people are very excited about the notion of having this offered at the workplace. However, when I've contacted companies, whether I've sent an email or made a phone call or face-to-face, I haven't met with decision makers. They're so busy.
Yes.
They're so busy they don't have a way to access me, and I have no way to access them. So my marketing person suggested I really flood social media with the information, and then we would create a groundswell of desire and urgency, and then eventually instead of trickling down, it would trickle upward to the decision makers, and they would contact me.
Perfect.
Yeah, so it should work.
You mentioned
soon.
Social media. Which ones are you using in case someone wants to check you out?
Absolutely. We're on Twitter. Enter the conversation. It's really fun. It's twitter.com/meditationrooms. And we're on Facebook, facebook.com/easterlingconsulting. And Pinterest for some visual fun, pinterest.com/meditationrooms.
Got it. What do you find is your major age group in terms of your clientele for actually using the special meditation room? Don't some companies call it the quiet room or something like that?
Yes.
Do you find an age group that's more amenable to using what you're offering?
Yes, really. It's the early workforce, 20s, young 20s, until upwards of almost 60. Whoever's in the workforce, the younger ones tend to be more open to things like meditation and to change and to evolution, new things. But it's coming, and people are realizing it. There are plenty of 40 and 50-year-olds who are doing this.
Wow.
Yeah, really need it.
Melinda, please give folks your contact information.
Our website address is easterlingconsulting.com. My email address is melinda@easterlingconsulting.com. For those who prefer snail mail, we're at P.O. Box 9772, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27515. And the phone number is 919-302-8862.
Would you repeat that phone number one more time?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. 919-302-8862.
Thank you, Melinda. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about Easterling Consulting.
Great.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL, 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Melinda Easterling, who is the president of Easterling Consulting. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM WCHL. Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Melinda Easterling, who is president of Easterling Consulting. Melinda, your business sounds so different, so fascinating, in talking about a meditation room. Tell us what happens when the client, the customer, the employee goes into the meditation room. What can they expect?
Ideally, they're going to walk in from the rear, and the chairs are going to be facing forward. So as they walk through, the folks already in the room won't be distracted from the folks coming in from the rear. Then we would have some kind of a radio headset type thing in the back wall. They can, of course, bring their own. Some people are very concerned about hygiene purposes. And they grab a headphone, and then they go sit down quietly. And they can either have the noise canceling, or they can have some nice music. They'll have a choice of a few things. unless they want to use your iPod. And then they'll sit down just for 5, 10, 15 minutes. 15 minutes is max because there are a lot of employees. And they'll sit and relax and either stare at something on the wall. Maybe we'll have some art. They can stare at that, keep their eyes open and meditate on something. Or they can close their eyes and just relax, letting all the thoughts flow out. There'll be dim lights. There will be very little in the room. It's a very minimalistic approach so that there's not too much that's overwhelming and distracting, things to concentrate on. There will be soft flooring so when they walk in, it won't be with heels smacking the ground. Big deal.
Smart.
Yeah. Sound-absorbing surfaces. If there's natural light, we'll have something that will cover that just for the sake of not having sun glaring in their eyes. Incorporating natural light is always a great idea because it's soothing to be able to see outside in nature with grass and trees and beauty.
Sounds fascinating. If I were a huge organization, my first thought would be, what's this going to cost? How do you gauge that?
And that's the key. They're thinking about the bottom line initially, but in the long run, it helps the bottom line because it's helping employees being more creative and more productive. So the return on investment is huge. That's a big deal. It really depends. The cost depends completely on the space that they have available. If there are some load-bearing walls we need to move or to put in, there are all kinds of space issues that contractors can review. If the space is larger, it'll cost a little more. They basically generally go by price per square foot. And if they want more embellishments, more high-end lighting, more high-end seating, better type cork flooring, there are all kinds of things to consider. So it can be a range. It's really dependent upon what the employer wants, how they want the scene to be, the atmosphere in that room.
What's the ideal number of people who can be in the meditation room at one time?
Well, you wouldn't want to breach fire code policies.
Good point. Fire code.
Right. But we're going to accommodate as many as we can in the spaces they have available. So it's completely based on space in the office already. If they have maybe a space on each floor, we could do more than one so that it would accommodate many people on each floor. I'll work with IT, so they have a scheduling system so everyone's not overlapping, running in at the same time. So it'll be a very obvious system, easy to access from their stations at work. And I would imagine it would probably be 12 to 15 people per room, but we want them to have lots of personal space, not all shoved in. So it's going to be a nice, comfortable, relaxing atmosphere.
And that was one of the questions that I had, and that is the controls. I could see some employees abusing by saying, I'd rather be in the meditation room than sitting at my cubicle, for example.
For sure.
Will you be working with HR or someone in management to make sure that all controls are enforced so that no one can take advantage?
I will surely be working with HR and IT, but it is really dependent upon the IT system they'll be using in their scheduling system. So only one person can sign in for a 15-minute period once per day.
Once per day.
I mean, if the office is closed, it's not up to me at that point. Once the construction is done, I'm not too much more involved other than introducing the room, unless the employer wants me to be and wants to really incorporate the meditation type information with the employees and they really need help in that regard. We do want to inculcate meditation in the corporate environment. So it depends on what the corporate environment wants, what that employer wants.
And Melinda, tell us your background in this whole sphere, because clearly you're a strong believer in meditation. How did you decide how the design of the room should be, the architecture? Do you have a background in that as well? Do you have a consultant? How does that work? How do you know what should be in that room?
You know, I started in the late 90s. It was graduate school at UNC Chapel Hill in healthcare administration. I was in the School of Health Policy and Administration. And my focus was on health behavior and health education, lots of education in there, and lots of health. And I did the same thing for undergrad. And it just moved forward very seamlessly over the years on the things I studied. It was always surrounding the types of health, spiritual and physical and emotional and mental. And I was looking around. I was observing other people. I'm an observer. Mm-hmm. I love to listen and hear what they have to say. And as I get older, I'm listening to put people more in the workforce. And I'm hearing what they have to say and how stressful it is for them. and how they need time out, but they're not given a time out. It's like, get this to me, COB, get this to me, end of business. And and there's just no downtime, but they have to create downtime. And it's really for the higher ups to help them create the downtime. 15 minutes is not a lot. 15 minutes of some time alone could produce significantly more productivity and creativity in those same employees. As soon as we all get on board, it's going to help everyone, top to bottom, so much.
And along those lines, please give us your contact information one more time for those who may have just tuned in.
Absolutely. My number is 919-302-8862. Our email address is melinda@easterlingconsulting.com. The web address is easterlingconsulting.com. And for those who prefer snail mail, P.O. Box 9772, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27515.
My guest today is Melinda Easterling, who is the president of Easterling Consulting. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
I'm back with Melinda Easterling, who is the president of Easterling Consulting, my guest for today. Melinda, what is the cost of stress in the workplace?
Well, the World Health Organization has stated that the cost of stress in American businesses is up to $300 billion. And in all likelihood, it's far greater than that and just goes underreported. It's just, we can't keep going like this. Since we're killing our employees, no one's happy. It's nonstop in the paper, on Twitter, on all kinds of social media sites. It's on the street. Everyone's talking. We all need it. We need to calm down. How do we calm down if there's no place to calm down? Go on a walk? Well, people don't want to walk. What happens if it's raining? Sit in the bathroom on the toilet. Nobody wants to go sit in the bathroom on the toilet. They want a place. They need a place. It's not really an option anymore. This needs to be creating a sense of urgency and a groundswell of desire among young people, bringing it upward to the decision makers so that they say, okay, we have to do this. And they really, frankly, it's good for the bottom line because it's good for their employees. It's good for their customers. They're servicing their customers. If their employees are happy, everyone wins. It's a win-win across the board. It's really a fantastic opportunity for folks to step up, decision makers to step up and say, of course we do value our employees. We value our employees. We want to have a holistic approach to this. You are not robots. You are human beings, and we need to treat you like a human being. And at work, you're still human beings. You don't come in and perform one duty. You're coming in with emotions. You're a whole person. We need to help you work out whatever's going on, whether it's stress at work, whether it's stress at home, but there has to be an opportunity for you to go and release. And that's the meditation room or a quiet room.
I love it. Melinda, do you have personal friends? Do you have a base of people who have lived through the hell of corporate America, as you've just described it, where corporations do not value their employees?
Actually, I just spoke with a woman the other day who works for a CRO, one of the research organizations working with drugs, pharmaceuticals, and she could not say enough. She just stopped me for an hour nonstop talking about, the treacherous experience she's had. And it's nonstop. It's every day. It's all year. It doesn't change. They just need more and more and more and want more and more and more. And the better you are, the more you have to provide because they want you. You're good. They make you do more. And they just burn the candle at both ends.
Great term. Burn the candle at both ends. Oh, my goodness. Melinda, I wish you so much success with this business because I know the world needs what you're describing. Why don't you give your contact information one more time, please?
Yes, absolutely. My email address is melinda@easterlingconsulting.com. The web address is easterlingconsulting.com. My telephone number is 919-302-8862. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. And I, once again, repeating myself, but I wish you well in this challenge that you have to change the world and get it the way it should be, thinking about the value of the employees, their health, the health of the business as well. What people are going to pay for this service, this business, this quiet room, this meditation room will be triple-fold in the productivity is what I predict, if not more.
Enjoy.
Melinda, thank you so much for coming and seeing us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Melinda Easterling, who is the president of Easterling Consulting. Thank you so much. That's our show for today.